little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
What we did was build a model, and that's the model that we came up with. And we did a sort of Calgary-Cambridge, let's try and divide up some of the micro skills that might be involved in good shared decision making. And this is useful in a CSA type way, but it's doing all of the micro skills all of the time, almost never. I videoed myself a whole week to try and do what Keith's doing and capture really useful stuff for teaching, and managed to do about one tolerably good, complete shared decision-making consultation, then found that the video wasn't working for that one. I had to bring the guy back the next day and pretend we hadn't done it. So you don't do all of this all of the time. But if you were just asking, you know, let me check, does that fit for you? Or what sort of really matters to you? Or what were you hoping was going to happen? Or shall we bring some evidence to bear onto this? You know, any one of those. So choice talk, option talk, and decision talk. Prior preferences moving forward to informed preferences, deliberating all the time. So one of my rules is, if you're in monologue, which I've been in too much of right now, it's less likely that you're doing shared decision-making than when we're in dialogue. So when you've launched on your spiel about whatever it is, it's unlikely you're in shared decision-making mode. If the patient is going, yes, but I'm not sure about that, you're in the business, yeah? And decision support, which can be brief, but often, you know, I do a lot of decision aids, giving them out, saying this might be helpful to have a look at, bring it back, ring me, email, whatever your system is. And the micro skills that go with it, I'll just go through them in a little bit more detail. So in the GP consultation, this model works really well, I think. So let me summarize what I think is going on here. You come in with this. This is what we've discussed. This is where I think we are. We've discussed a little bit about what that means. So at this stage, we've got a choice to make, okay? And that's, for most people, are you okay with that? Are you okay with going through what your choices might be? And that may be all choice talk is. Summarizing where we are, checking that we've got some choices to make. Are you okay with that? Occasionally, very rarely, justifying why it's worth doing that rather than you just tell me what to do, doc. And deferring closure, which is that thing we rehearsed or spoke about earlier, which is, I'm going to give you these on a list, so don't worry. In fact, you can pass it around. So I can't make this decision for you because I don't know what really matters to you. So we need to at least check that this is going to fit for you. This fits with what you were hoping or fits with what we think might be most helpful. And that's what choice talk is. Glenn Elwin, who's one of the leaders in this, now working in the States, he calls this team talk, which is a bit sort of American, but the message in that is we're moving from me being the conductor of the consultation, as in gaining information, doing examination, having a think about it, and we are now in the business of what we're going to do, okay? So we have to do this together. And I think, number one, I think is a really important thing to try and get into your muscle memory. So what do you already know about this? What are your thoughts about what have you already thought? Can be really helpful. It winkles out prior preferences. It winkles out odd beliefs. Well, you know, my friend had a baby with a marina coil sticking out of its skull. I'm never going to have a coil in my life. Okay, well, right. At least we know the territory. So checking existing knowledge, introducing decision support. And we might look at this in the rehearsal, but how many people currently use any sort of decision aids of any sort?
It's the PALS stuff, isn't it?
It's a decision aid to a patient that could have UK.
Yes, good. And you know that page? And have you got it on your desktop?
Yeah, I do. I do refer to it sometimes.
I'm looking at you with a penetrating eye, Khalifa. Okay, so patient.co.uk or patient.info, as it now is. So Magic wrote lots of the decision aids that are on there. So I'm the editor of about 12 of them. And then option grids are done by our colleagues in Cardiff.
There's
NHS Choices, which is more cumbersome because you have to sign up to the damn thing. But it's very good. It's very evidence-based in decision technology, but it's more cumbersome. Mm. So for example, in North Tyneside, if you want to refer someone for a knee replacement, you have to demonstrate that you and they have had some sort of shared decision-making process, and I will often signpost people to NHS Choices for the knee replacement decision, which is quite good, and walks through and tries to get people to understand their own values and what matters to them, and goes through the pros and cons of treatments. If you're using decision aids, the most important thing is to not use them as a script. So not to print it out and then go through it relentlessly. I'm going to tell you about the pros and cons of alpha blockers and, you know, finasteride and surgery, but use them to aid the exploration that you and the patient are embarked upon. But option talk is about then looking at what options are. And I think one of the things that I like to do is say, so what do you already know about? And you say, well, I know nothing, right? I know this. Okay, so so let me put down, that's one of them. Okay, there are two others that I need to let you know are options for us. So there's B and there's C, okay? So those are the three things. Can you think of anything else that might be an option? Okay, so if that's our options, where do you think we should start? Let's do that. And what do you feel about that? So what you're doing is that you are using, what I do physically is try and place whatever work we're going to do on the table between us, so that we can both look at it and work on it together, rather than me saying, so what do you know about? And you have to think, oh my God, I want to test it.
Yeah.
So we're constructing it together. If I got a decision aid, I might have it to hand. And I say, so this one, would it help to know, you know, roughly how many people will improve who take this over the next year? Mm-hmm. Of course, you don't know this, but now you've got decision aid, you can find out at the same time as the patient. And I spend lots of time printing off things off pills to say, so let's have a look. This could be useful, and then both of us are better informed. But you might know, you know. So you're using the decision support as a way of aiding a conversation that you're already having.
It's quite nice because you're starting with what their existing knowledge base is, and you're actually building on it.
Correct.
In front of them in a visual way. So
correct. And all of the time, you're starting from what matters to you. So I really think this is the one for me. Okay, so let me understand what makes that seem so right for you, particularly useful when you might be thinking it's so wrong for you. Okay, so that's helpful for me to know that you actually, the evidence is that antidepressants, in this case, we have to treat 100 people for 5 of them to show any significant improvement in 5 months or whatever.
Yeah.
What is interesting also is that you may not know that this other treatment, like exercise, happens to be as effective, okay, or even more effective. And then we might stop doing elastic language and try and get some real risk language. So 100 people who take exercise 3 times a week for 30 minutes will find that their depression is better in 6 months, and that compares very favorably with, but it also has some other. So you are, what do you think about that? So rather than selling, so where are you now? It's that sort of stuff. So it's working on it together in the space in the middle, using decision support as you go. And then finally, preference or decision talk, summarizing. Let me check where I think we've got to. Does that sound what you were thinking? Okay. Are you ready to make a decision about this? Do we need anything else in order for you to make a decision? Okay. I think that sounds like that's a way forward. Now, to do all of that is not something, and I don't think you can demonstrate that probably in a CSA 10 minutes.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no